how's it going, Leo?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining me on the Live Mint stage. You have your project, Cosmic Reef, that's going to be unpaused in about 15 minutes. But yeah, I'd love to go ahead and get started. And, you know, first off, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Absolutely. So I am an artist. I grew up in right on the border in El Paso, Texas, in Juarez. My dad's home is from Chihuahua. And I, you know, grew up out west, but came east to study. And I studied sculpture as an undergrad, and then ended up in, you know, wanting to use technological tools, and ended up going to grad school at NYU in the Interactive Telecommunications Program in the early 90s, and got into code and all kinds of, you know, VR the first time around, and just a bunch of really amazing technology. And then, you know, a couple of other, I went to work at a research lab in Palo Alto for 3 years, started going out to Burning Man, and ended up making my first light sculpture in 1997. So it took a long time for me to find my materials, but yeah, it was very exciting.
Very cool. And was there any inspiration growing up when, you know, you were kind of learning, you know, about coding and generative art? Was there any inspiration specifically from any artists or any specific pieces of art out there?
I mean, I was always really into the work of Marcel Duchamp and the way that he would engage, you know, elements of chance in his work, and his roto reliefs, these kind of optical discs that would spin, or these machines he would create. And I was very interested in those. I was also super inspired by artists like Sol LeWitt and the way that he would create a set of rules and hand it off to someone to create like a wall drawing. But he would leave it kind of open-ended. So there was a chance for whoever was actually doing the drawing to have some input into what it was. So I think that engagement of chance and not really knowing what it's going to be is very intriguing to me.
Great. And I think, you know, some people that might be joining us today, they might know you more for some of your public artwork, such as the Baylights or Illuminated River. Can you talk to us just a little briefly, you know, about both of those projects?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started making light sculpture, and I really, you know, started out with me in my studio in 1998, and, you know, I would get in a group show, and then I would start having some solo shows. And by 2003, I made my first public artwork at MoMA PS1 out in Long Island City on the side of the building. And I put 640 LED nodes on a construction scaffold. And what was interesting to me is that people who in the neighborhood, like the gas station attendant or the taxi drivers, were very aware of all the sequences and patterns I was creating. And, you know, they never went into PS1 or into the museum. I mean, I realized public art had amazing power. So I ended up getting this commission launching in 2013, the Bay Lights, which is a 1.8 mile long span of the Bay Bridge. We installed 25,000 white LED lights on it. And it was a crazy complicated project, but incredibly well received, and hundreds of millions of people have seen the project, and it's been very positive on many levels for San Francisco. And that led to another competition in London called the Illuminated River. So I won that, and we just launched it earlier, I guess last year, in April, 9 bridges over the Thames, all using custom software that I write with my team that's all generative, and the bridges are all linked and synchronized. But really exciting to be able to work on a huge scale in the middle of like, you know, of cities, and activating infrastructure.
Yeah, I agree. Are those projects still up by any chance, just for anyone that, you know, might be in the area?
Yes. Next year will be the 10th year that the Bay Lights is up. So it's pretty remarkable. It started out as a 2-year project. It came down and it was kind of an uproar in San Francisco, and everyone said, this thing has to come back. And so we were able to reinstall it. So that's up and running, and the Illuminated River in London is up for 10 years. So we got a little bit of time there for that one.
Great. And can you talk to us a little bit about how you learned about art blocks, and maybe a little bit about, you know, how you got into the NFT crypto space, and then, you know, kind of going from there, just briefly talking about your project that's being launched today.
Sure. I guess one of my colleagues, Ed Manning, gave me a sort of about a year ago, started talking to me about NFTs, and I was very puzzled for a while. And I guess around the summer, Mark Limscher from Pace Gallery introduced me to Eric Calderon, and Eric and I had some wonderful conversations, and I ended up coming out to Marfa in October to see the space. My mom's family's been in Marfa since, 1880, and we have a home there. So it was an amazing, collision of everything for me, but so happy to have art blocks in Marfa. I met Jeff Davis, and one thing led to another, and I've been working with code for over 20 years. It just in custom built code, and that is used to manifest as light sculpture. So for us, it wasn't that complicated to rejigger our process to be making something that's just purely digital. But we started down the path what can we do with these tools, and started exploring 3JS. And I have to say, I was really blown away by what we could do in a browser. So we jumped in and just really were super excited about, each experiment led to the next thing, and ended up creating this custom tool that would allow me to manipulate 100 different parameters. And then I would be able to save these presets and then randomize a lot of the elements. But this thing kind of emerged, which was very organic and beautiful. And we were able to submit it to ArtBlocks. And so we've been really thrilled about the whole process, and kind of, feels to me something, the project is called Cosmic Reef, which that's a name that was of an image that came back from the Space Hubble telescope, and kind of combines the sense of the cosmic with this underwater kind of feeling. But it's very abstract and it's not representational, but I'm really interested in that hybrid. And so there's a real sense of life and energy in the project. And, we've been just thrilled with this idea of the constraint of creating one set of code that has so much diversity and creates so many different outputs. So it's been really incredibly fun. And I'm so grateful to the community for being so supportive and helping us to learn and every aspect. It's really been a pleasure.
Great. Yeah, we're all looking forward to this project today, which unpauses in about 7 minutes. So I'm looking at Mint Zero right now, and I'm kind of looking through some of the features. Some of them are, like you said, talking about energy and rays, structure, influence. Can you talk, without going into any the rarity of each of these features, can you talk to us a little bit about some of these features and what they kind of do?
Yeah, it starts out with this kind of underlying geometry. So there's a real simplicity to it, like a sphere or a torus or whatever it might be. In some cases, more like a, a buckyball type form. And then those pieces of geometry get, manipulated, distorted, with feedback, noise, camera motions, all these sorts of things. And then they get layered together. So they're really these kind of complex compositions that get formed, which is quite exciting. And you never know exactly how that's all going to mash together. It's been really fun to kind of talk about the features and the parameters and name some of these attributes. We definitely enjoyed that process. I just think it's something open-ended and highly subjective, and the things that people can spend time with and really come to their own conclusion.
Absolutely. And did you run through any challenges? Sometimes when I talk to artists, they experience what we talk as bugs. And if you did run into any of these challenges or you experienced any of these bugs, did you end up including some of them in this project? Or were there things that, how did you navigate through that process?
Well, it's been a wild ride, honestly, of just so many, such a unique space. And we have had challenges along the way, certain things that looked one way in one browser, another way in another, kind of last minute eliminating whatever it was that was causing that. And, so it's been a lot of hoops to jump through. And that's been great. And I love, creating certain conditions for things to happen, engaging in principles of emergent behavior and artificial life, where you don't know necessarily what the outcome is going to be, and you wait for that moment of surprise. So I love learning from the glitches and mistakes, and that's something that's deeply embedded in my process.
Great. And, you know, for anyone that hasn't seen any of the or Mint Zero right now, it is animated. There is also a interactive control. If you press Z, it looks like that represents a journey along the Z axis. You know, when you were coding this project and coming up with it, was it always intended to be an animated and interactive piece? Or was it at some point, were you ever thinking that it would just be like a static image?
No, my work is all about time. And, you know, that's one of the things I love is that, you know, this is all about motion. And I also love that it's not just a single image or like a short little animation. It's like it's live code. So it has a much fuller expression and this kind of immersive quality of, you know, being able to take people on this journey is super fun. And it's, you know, it's fundamentally three dimensional. So it's really exciting to be able to explore that space.
Great. With that being said, Leo, do you have anything else you want to add before we sign off?
No, I just want to express immense gratitude to everyone in the community and to ArtBlocks and to Eric and Jeff and for all the support that we've had. And you know, it's just been such a pleasure. So thank you for welcoming us to this amazing new world.
Great. Well, we appreciate you being here today and talking to us in the community. Thank you again, Leo. And I hope everyone has a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.